Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a space astronaut-style radio communication Atmos FX Stab and Loop in Ableton Live 12, and we're keeping it beginner-friendly, but still very usable in a Riedel drum and bass track. The idea here is to create one of those futuristic, slightly eerie calm sounds you hear in darker DNB intros, breakdowns, and pre-drop moments. You know the vibe. It feels like Mission Control, Deep Space, or lost transmission floating over the drums. And that matters because in drum and bass, contrast is everything. You've got huge low-end pressure, tight drums, and then this little atmospheric detail that makes the whole track feel cinematic and alive. So the goal is not to make a huge lead sound. We're making a supporting character. Something that lives above the bass line, adds tension, and helps that arrangement feel intentional. First, set up your session in a good context. I'd recommend working around 170 to 174 BPM, which is right in that classic DNB range. Put your sound in an 8-bar intro, a breakdown, or a pre-drop section where it has room to breathe. If you already have drums and bass playing, mute the bass line temporarily while you design the effect. That makes it way easier to hear what the sound is doing without the sub getting in the way. Now for the source. The easiest beginner method is to use a short voice phrase. You can record yourself saying something simple like radio check, stand by, communications lost, or confirming signal. Keep it short and dry. Don't act too much at this stage. We want a clean raw source that we can shape into something sci-fi. Once you've got that recording, drag it into Ableton. You can work directly with the audio clip, or drop it into Simpler if you want more control over the start and envelope. If you use Simpler, set it to classic mode, then tighten the start point so you're only grabbing the useful part of the phrase. This is where the stab begins to happen. A good stab needs a fast, controlled envelope. So keep the attack very short, decay relatively quick, sustain low or near zero, and release short. That gives you a clean, punchy phrase that can sit between drum hits instead of smearing across the bar. If it clicks a little at the start, don't panic. Just add a tiny bit of attack instead of making it long. In drum and bass, clarity matters more than softness. Next, let's make it sound like a radio transmission instead of a clean vocal. Start with EQ8 and high pass the sound somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz. That removes low rumble and keeps it out of the sub's way. Then add auto filter and use a band pass shape with a fairly narrow range. This helps the sound feel like it's coming through a communication device rather than just sitting in the room. If you want a bit more sci-fi movement, add frequency shifter after that. Keep it subtle at first. Tiny shifts can create a metallic wobble that feels very futuristic. Then follow with saturator to add a little grit and presence. A few dB of drive is usually enough. You want character, not destruction. Now for the Atmos part. This is where echo and reverb come in. A short delay time like an eighth note or dotted eighth can give the phrase that classic comms bounce. Keep the feedback controlled, maybe in the 15 to 35% range, and filter the repeats, so they're thinner than the original. High cut the delay so it doesn't get too bright, and low cut it so it doesn't fight the kick and bass. Then add reverb, but keep it sensible. We want space, not a wash that buries the message. A small to medium room or plate style space usually works well. If the sound gets too dreamy or too distant, pull the wet amount back and keep the core of the message more centered. In darker DNB, the best effects sounds are wide enough to create atmosphere, but still focused enough to feel like they belong in the arrangement. At this point, you should have something that sounds like a short comms hit with a futuristic tone. But we're not done yet, because now we need to make it work with the bass line. This is where a lot of beginners go wrong. They make a cool sound in solo, then put it into the track and suddenly it fights the kick, snare, and sub. So always test it against the full groove. The effects should live in the gaps. Try placing it on the last eighth note before the snare, at the end of a bass phrase, or just before a drum fill. That way it supports the rhythm instead of covering it. Think of it as call and response. The bass line says something, and the radio comms answer. That interaction is what makes the arrangement feel alive. You're not just sprinkling a random effect on top. You're giving the track a little narrative. If the phrase feels weak in the mix, don't just turn it up. Try adding a touch more mid-range saturation, narrowing the bandpass filter a little more, or giving it a gentle boost somewhere around 1 to 3 kHz. That area helps the sound read through the mix without eating the low end. Also, keep the very top end under control. A believable radio sound usually has the extremes trimmed off, so it feels like a transmission, not pristine vocal recording. Once the stab feels good, the next step is to turn it into a loopable texture. This is where resampling becomes really useful. create a new audio track, route the FX track into it, and record a few bars of the sound, including the delay and reverb tail. Then choose the best parts and consolidate or chop them into a one-bar or two-bar loop. This is a great move because one sound idea suddenly becomes a reusable arrangement tool. You can repeat it every two bars, leave one bar empty for breathing room, or reverse one of the hits for variation. You can even make small clip gain changes so the loop feels a little more human and less robotic. A tiny amount of rhythmically imperfect timing can actually make the effect feel more alive and more authentic in drum and bass. Now let's talk automation, because that's what turns this from a cool sound into a proper production element. Automate the auto filter cutoff so the phrase opens slightly over time. That's especially good in breakdowns or before the drop. You can also automate echo feedback so the last hit swells a little more, then cut it back hard when the drop lands. Reverb dry slash wet is another great automation target, especially if you want the sound to feel farther away at the start and more present as the section builds. One really effective move is to use the FX as a scene marker. Drop it at the start of a new section so the listener instantly feels that the energy has changed. In a DJ-friendly intro, it can become a signature moment. In a breakdown, it can feel like a broadcast message. And right before the drop, it can act like a tension cue that makes the impact land harder when the drums and bass come back in. If you want to push it further, there are a few easy variations you can try. One is a two-layer transmission. Duplicate the phrase, keep one version fairly clean and intelligible, and make the second version darker, more filtered, and more delayed underneath. Blend the second one quietly so it adds depth without confusing the message. Another option is a broken signal version. Chop little gaps into the phrase, add short silences, or use tiny dips in volume so it feels unstable and glitchy. That works really well in darker neuro or roller style DNB. You can even add a little pitch drift or subtle frequency shifting to make it feel like the transmission is failing. You can also make a ghost echo version. Duplicate the clip. Pitch the copy slightly down, filter it darker, and send it deeper into reverb. Keep it very quiet behind the main stab. That can create a haunting tale that makes the whole sound feel bigger and more cinematic. And remember the big picture here. This effect is not meant to dominate the mix. It's there to support the drums, bass, and arrangement. So always check it against the kick, snare, and sub together, not just in solo. A sound can seem amazing by itself and still cause problems once the low end returns. Here's a simple practice challenge. Make three versions of the same source phrase. First, a clean stab with just EQ and a little reverb. Second, a space version with more delay, more reverb, and filter movement. Third, a dark loop where you resample the stab and chop it into a one-bar repeating phrase. Then place each one into a simple DNB loop and ask yourself which version leaves the most room for the bassline, which one feels best in a breakdown, and which one works best right before the drop. If you do that, you'll start hearing how these sounds function in an actual track instead of just as isolated sound design. And that's the real win. So to recap, start with a short voice phrase, shape it with simpler or clip editing, clean it up with EQ, add filtering, subtle frequency shifting, saturation, delay, and reverb. Then place it in the gaps around your bass line. Resample it, loop it, automate it, and keep it clear. In darker drum and bass, the magic is space, tension, and clarity. Nice work. In the next track, you can reuse this exact chain for other calm style effects, broken signal moments, and intro hooks.